Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. I want to be able to talk about the Texas cheerleaders. Texas cheerleaders now are fighting to promote God's word. Remember, they were trying to keep them from being able to put scripture on the banners that the players would bust through the stuff mm-hmm. you used to do when you were playing football. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And
a little banner.
Yeah, a little banner. His face is saying all kinds of stuff.
Is it?
But God is checking him. God is checking him. He's moving in mercy. So the
being humble.
Yeah. Wow. Good.
Just ask me.
And you got to hear this. CBN News is reporting about it. But you remember they were actually talking about early on that they cannot write these scriptures. The students could not write scriptures on a banner. Texas students. It's like,
y'all mess with the wrong
people. don't mess with Texas. But you got to hear this. Listen up.
Sure. All right.
Cheerleaders at an East Texas high school are once again defending the right to display Bible verses at football games. Their stance has earned them national attention and placed them right in the middle of a heated free speech battle. David Brody traveled to Koontz, Texas, where he found overwhelming support for the hometown cheerleaders.
Across the nation, we're known as the best.
The Koontz High School cheerleaders may seem like typical teenage girls. In reality, they're anything but. Take a look at these banners the Koontz football players run through just before their games. The cheerleaders began writing Bible verses on them last fall. I had a chance to meet up with the team, and I asked them why they boldly decided to put their faith on display.
We're just all Christians, and we believe that the Bible is from God. And so if it's from God, why not? That's what we were thinking. Like, it's a positive message, and it's uplifting.
The girls' zeal for God's word was so contagious that it not only inspired their own football team, it caused the opposing teams to want to do the same thing. They also began writing scriptures on their banners. But a national atheist group, the Freedom From Religion Foundation, filed a complaint with the superintendent. They said Bible verses should not be displayed at football games because that basically meant the school was supporting a particular religion. The Texas Association of School Board Lawyers agreed. The cheerleaders said that was a violation of their free speech, and they filed a lawsuit. Their attorney, David Starnes, is working with Liberty Institute on the case.
This case is really all about the rights of students to express their sincerely held religious beliefs at school. The United States Supreme Court said that students do not leave their constitutional rights at the schoolhouse gate.
The case went to court last October, and a judge ruled the cheerleaders could continue to write scriptures on the banners for the rest of the football season. Late last month, the school board brought the issue before the community to hear their opinions. The cheerleaders stood up for their faith once again and received overwhelming support from the local community.
They're good kids. They've been raised right. They know what they believe. And they weren't afraid to stand up and say what they believe and to take whatever came with it.
Koontz is a small town in East Texas, just a few thousand people or so. As a matter of fact, the town's claim to fame is that they are home to the only pair of married armadillos in the entire world. But now the cheerleaders have replaced those armadillos. Even the Texas governor and attorney general have publicly supported the cheerleaders. The attorney general honored them at a recent banquet, and he told me he is proud of the girls for standing on the founding principles of this country.
When you have the courage of your convictions, you can be a messenger for the entire world. These are girls who one day were cheerleaders, and they were transformed into community leaders. Texas and this country are better and prouder because of them.
What's going on in the school? What is everybody saying in the school? Are you guys like... You know, you guys are like the cool, famous cheerleaders, aren't you?
We're still the same people we always were. I mean, this has just helped, like, our football boys and us come closer to each other. But, I mean, everything is still the same at school. Like, We're all still close, and, like, nobody argues. Like, we hardly talk about it anymore. Yeah.
So for now, the cheerleaders are waiting for their next court date in June to see if they can continue to proclaim God's word at their high school football game. David Brody, CBN News in Koontz, Texas.
That is so cool that Texas, don't mess with Texas.
Don't mess with them.
Even the cheerleaders are saying, what? What'd you say?
What'd you say? I can't put no scripture with it.
Yeah, the banner says they had it for their football players they have here, and you can see this on the VFN Torch. Go to VFNTV.com. But thanks be to God, which gives us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Mm. Isn't it cool how the other team began to have, well, fine.
That's cool.
We're going to find scripture. And next thing you know, you have all these people that are hearing it in the whole world. This is much better than married armadillos. My goodness.
Married armadillos?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
But it's so cool. You see, when you see this, you can see the VFN Torch. You can see the Attorney General, you know, Abbott down there with these girls, you know, thanking them and affirming them. But, you know, we got to model ourselves after Texas.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's what Attorney General should be doing, and not just bowing down to what's everything that these few folk, you know, try to do to stir things up. It's like, does that really bother you,
mm-hmm.
you know, to have that? And it's just
all the things we could be talking about what children are doing, we really want to not encourage them to put Bible scripture up. It's like,
right.
Really?
Yeah, I was just so proud of these girls in Koontz, Texas, you know, and they're just like young girls that love Jesus, man, and love each other. Isn't that cool?
Awesome.
That's awesome.
That is so cool, man.
That's awesome.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.